The Medical Courier Connection podcast is brought to you by 7P Solutions. Improve and automate your operations, customer service, and compliance through real-time GPS solutions through 7P Solutions.
Hey everybody. Ken with Integrity Medical Courier Training.
We are providing on-site training in Roseville, Minnesota.
A man's digits turn blue due to too much cannabis use. Stole the hearse and dumped the body on the side of the road, still strapped to the gurney, and then continued on with their joyride. So, stay compliant, my friends. Get all your medical courier training needs from us at www.integritydelivers.com.
I think this could be our new theme song.
Yeah. I think it might be somebody's already.
Already done?
Yeah.
You know, in this whole scenario, Chris would be Hal. If you've ever watched this movie, Chris would be Hal.
I can't
Chris, we need
do
more
that.
Volume. I can't do that, Ken.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Ken.
That's right. All right. Hey, guys, welcome. Love to have you. Welcome. Come on in. This is the podcast, the Medical Courier Connection podcast. We try and do these podcasts once or twice a month, just talking about courier-related issues, what's going on in the world. And a lot of this, you know, even though we'll meander from time to time and go off into the deep weeds, we eventually bring it back to talk about courier-related issues, because that's what this podcast is all about, medical courier work or logistics in general. So today we wanted to talk a little bit about technology, whether it's good or bad. How's it going to change the face of logistics? How's it going to affect people's jobs? Is it going to affect? Is it going to make our lives better? Is it going to make our lives worse? If you watch TikTok for any amount of time, people's hair is on fire, man. Stuff is going on, like Neuralink with Elon Musk. I mean, he's doing these brain implant things. Yeah. People are really freaking out as to what it's actually going to mean.
Well, and from my understanding of it, it started out as they would put the chip in there and they could tell the brain to send more nerves to a certain area so people could get feeling back and stuff like that. But now they just the other day, the guy who got the Neuralink implant was able to move a mouse cursor just with his mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Like yesterday or the day before.
Yeah. So this is interesting. I mean, here he is providing internet services for what percentage of the world? A third of the world is getting internet through him. What if he covered the whole world and everybody had their Neuralinks in and he's like, I'm going to make everybody do the cha-cha.
Yeah, right.
It's the Macarena for everybody at the same time.
It's like the, have you seen the Kingsman movie?
No.
They put a chip in everyone's cell phones that messes with their brainwaves and makes them all kill each other.
Great. So technology can be used for good or for evil. Yeah. And so I just think this is really interesting. Here's a multi-billionaire. You know, it's interesting. Every time a billionaire sends a rocket to space, people freak out, weeping and gnashing of teeth. You could have fed millions with that money, but instead you're up there launching your toys into space. But
And each other.
And
Bezos goes to space.
Right. Well,
Shatner went to space.
You know, without these billionaires spending their money and tossing it around, we're back to what then? You know, should we go backwards? Should we regress? On Neuralink? Well, that remains to be seen.
That's the hard thing, is that there's so much space junk up there now. Like, there's no telling if we'll ever actually be able to get off the planet. Because there's so much that we could crash into on our way out.
Oh, I thought you were going to a firmament argument, you know, flat earther kind of stuff.
No.
No? There's no such thing as firmament. It's all a big lie.
That's a different podcast, I think.
Yeah. That's the Joe Rogan podcast.
Probably.
Oh, I love it. No, listen, you know what? It's all fair game. As long as we can spin it back to the courier's business, it's all fair game.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Elizabeth Holmes. Recently, there was a ruling that, oh, by the way, first I need to do, just to remind you guys, we are going to be in Orlando at the ECA convention in April. I think it's April 8th through the 10th.
5 weeks and 2 days, I think.
We're counting down the days, man, to
yes,
fishing time and Mai Tais and beach time and conventioning and meeting some of our clients. Get ready, Florida. The Arnolds are coming your way. I don't know. It could be good or bad. We'll see.
Integrity is coming to your house.
Hey, we could. Listen, if you've got a boat and you're a client of mine in Florida, and I know a couple of you do have boats, my number, 719-502-7081. All right.
But also come see us at the convention. Me and Justin will be at the booth.
That's right. We will be there. Shaking hands and kissing babies or something. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, that's politics. We can't talk about politics. All right. Let's talk about Elizabeth Holmes. Yeah. Recently, there was a judgment because she tried to get her sentence lessened. I think she's in for like 11 years and $450+ million in restitution. She tried to get her sentence lessened.
Yep.
And they said, the judge said, no. And if for those of you who are not familiar with the story, Elizabeth Holmes created this company called Theranos in the 90s and or in the early 2000s. Yeah. When did she create it?
In the early 2000s. She was 19 years old.
She was 19 years old. That's where I thought the number 19. She was 19 years old and she creates this company. And her idea was that she was going to be a major disruptor in the clinical lab industry. She had said that she created this little machine the size of a toaster that when you put a couple of drops of blood in these vials, it could do all the lab tests that you can do in a major laboratory. And I won't name the names because Justin told me I couldn't. But the lab industry really freaked out because really, if it had worked, it would have put them out of business. It would have made them obsolete. Mm-hmm. Because if you can literally run all these series of tests, and her idea was that once she got it to work in their laboratory, that there was going to be one of these machines in every home.
Yep.
So people could hook up, get a finger prick, and get all their blood tests done and all their lab results done. And she was telling people that she could do everything in their little box that you can do with these big machines in a lab. That turned out to be a lie.
It was something like over 200 tests by the end of it, right? That they were trying to tell people that they could do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had a very comprehensive list of tests that they could do.
Syphilis, what was it, hepatitis C, all sorts of infectious categories were in there.
Well, and so, you know, the idea was that people could take control of their healthcare because there's a big push for that of people taking care of their healthcare. I just watched a video last night showing where people are at home and they're videoing with their doctor and they step into a little machine like a shower and it goes around them and does a full testing.
Wow.
And then the doctor has a full list of everything that's wrong with them. I mean, that's probably coming, but you know, the cost of that technology is still really expensive.
Yeah.
But we were going to show a little clip from the movie The Island that kind of mentioned that for a second. Let's pull that up. The Island's one of my favorite movies, by the way.
Basically, it screens your pee.
Sodium excess. You had too much bacon today, Hal.
That's right, it's bacon that he likes.
It was bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he's been sneaking, his friend's been sneaking in bacon on the side.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
These video clips are used for entertainment and enlightenment purposes only.
It falls under fair use, for sure.
Under fair use. Yeah, it's like within 9 seconds. But that's one of my favorite movies. The dark side of that movie was that they were growing these people as clones and harvesting their organs when the rich and powerful needed an organ.
Yep.
You're going to the island.
Yeah.
And they were all happy and excited, and it wasn't a great ending for them.
Such a good movie.
Great movie, one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. But some of the technology that they showed in there, you know, nanotechnology, we won't show the clip, but there's a later clip in that same film where they inject these nanobots into the guy's through his eyes or whatever, and it's going through his whole body trying to figure out what's wrong with him, and then the next day he, you know,
pees him out.
Yeah. But you know, so that was kind of a lot of the idea of what Elizabeth Holmes was trying to do. She was trying to miniaturize a process that takes these massive machines to do. You need, you know, there's no way around it. I mean, you need several vials of blood and certain amounts of serum to do tests. We're just not, you know, there yet where you can replace it. But if she was successful, I mean, she considered herself a disruptor. She was a disruptor. She was there to disrupt the lab industry. It, it could have definitely impacted the courier industry. I mean, if that ever happens, yeah, the volume of blood deliveries would by nature decrease.
Yeah.
Because, but think about it, you know, every home has a machine where people stick their finger in it and get all the blood tests. I just don't see it in my lifetime. But then again, you know, I didn't see the smartphones and the smartwatches and the things we have. So,
who knows?
I was told by my teachers I'd never have a calculator with me as an adult everywhere. And
here we are.
So. Right. We have fax machines on our phones. You can track things with it and all that. But we just got done watching the documentary again about Elizabeth Holmes. And there were a lot of things about that going on. You know, she was bringing the rich and famous and the powerful, the who's who, in politics and in world events. These people were coming in, and they were all in. They were throwing millions and millions of dollars at this company. It was all based on a lie.
Yeah.
An idea.
It was crazy, all the top people that she met. And by the way, for people who want to see it, it's on the documentary can be found on Max, the app formerly known as HBO. But yeah, she met like Henry Kissinger. She met Biden, Obama. She met like top generals in the military.
Wow. Yeah. And there was
all
one
types of celebrities. I think even Bill Gates she met.
Wow.
Yeah.
There was one of them who she had gotten them to a vest. I can't remember her name now, but the guy's nephew. This was one of the, I want to say James Baker, but it wasn't James Baker. It was a guy in the Carter administration. Mm-hmm. And his nephew went to work for Theranos, and immediately he started to see things that were not right about the whole system.
Yeah.
He was an initial whistleblower that eventually brought the House of Cards down.
Yeah.
And now she's doing, what did I say, 11 years, and she'll have to pay $400+ million restitution.
Yeah.
Since they seized everything, I'm not sure how she's going to ever, you know, be able to pay all that back. But
yeah,
she was also, the judge also said that she cannot be involved in any technology or technological endeavors or any healthcare endeavors whatsoever. Wow. So hopefully when she's in prison, she'll bone up on that knitting and, you know, needlepoint and stuff like that, because license plates, there's a future in that.
She'll probably pay it off the same way the guy who did Firefest, he still owes millions. He said he only pays a couple hundred a month.
Oh, wow.
A couple thousand a month or something like that. He was on the Tosh podcast recently. Okay. Oh, wow. The other day, yeah.
What's the name of this documentary, by the way?
It's called The Inventor, the Out for Blood in Silicon Valley.
Out for Blood,
On Max?
Yeah, cool. On Max.
Yeah, very cool.
The app formerly known as HBO.
So even if that whole technology becomes successful someday, I mean, you're still going to need, you know, packages and medications and things like that to be delivered to patients. I mean, home health care certainly is exploding and has exploded since the COVID lockdowns. People have discovered how convenient and wonderful it is to get home care, you know, care in home for some of their basic health care needs. There's a company out there called CoorMed. And I've been connected with the owner, but you know, they are a concierge healthcare, a company that provides all sorts of healthcare services. Right now, it's for like movie stars and sports figures and lawyers and you know, some of the big players. But if that ever goes, you know, mainstream, they could be a major disruptor in the industry as well.
Yes, that'd be amazing.
Would be amazing, you bet. So, all right, so on from Elizabeth Holmes. So we, you know, talked about how technology might impact the courier industry. I mean, I've been doing a little more research, and I've watched a couple documentaries, but the supply chain in general is changing around the world, and they're adding new technologies. When you talk about shipping something from Germany to America, a medication that's got to stay at a certain temperature, they now have technology that can track that package, and not only track it, but real time, someone could sign into their computer and check the temperature of the medications to make sure that the integrity hasn't been compromised. And so that technology already is being employed quite a bit. Now, is it down to a nano level where it can, you know, monitor, you know, every single package, like for lab couriers in Colorado Springs? Not necessarily. It's still pretty expensive.
Yeah.
But I did an article a while back, and I was trying to find it, but I mean, it's like been several years, where I interviewed several big players, like someone from LabCorp and hospitals, and I asked them some of the biggest issues they had, and several of them said, we have issues with trackability and visibility, meaning that if a laboratory had their druthers, they would track a specimen. And Justin, you had this idea that you never were able to copyright it, but yeah. Where they would put nanotechnology on a tube, and there it sits in the rack, and the person goes to get their blood drawn. As soon as there's blood put in it, it's activated, and then it tracks that tube. You know, the courier picks it up, follows him down the street, follows him to the laboratory, and then in the laboratory, it would be tracked all the way to the machine and to completion. Well, they don't have that technology. It's not ready for prime time yet. Mm-hmm. So people are still losing lab specimens, and finger pointing goes in all directions. Yeah. The courier lost it. You know, sometimes it shows up underneath a machine in the laboratory, rolled off the countertop.
Or under a driver's seat.
Or in the driver's seat. I mean, couriers, listen. I mean, that's why training is so important. Yeah. Integrity Medical Courier Training. We're showing you every step along the way how to pick up and deliver lab samples. We're teaching you to check your vehicles and your coolers at the end of the day. That's really, really important. That's why you need our training, www.integritydelivers.com. Specimen handling and transportation is only $36.95. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but technology, it's great. So there was another article. I was actually I was featured in an article from RDS Transport. I don't know if you remember that. It was a while back. Yeah. And the whole issue was drones, whether or not they're ready for prime time, drones and technology. Mm. And I watched a movie last night. We had a little. Do you have a clip? The clip from UPS. We could toss that up for a couple seconds.
Yeah. I think we could show the whole thing.
It's like 2 minutes long.
Yeah.
We could comment on it if you want.
Yeah.
We're like Mystery Science Theater 2000, but not really.
Yeah, we'll just play a little bit of it whenever you're ready. And we'll pause it.
Okay.
We tend to think that the future is in the hands of scientists and doctors. White coats and secret labs. But what if it is born here? In a village in rural Rwanda, where a baby has just emerged, screaming, and a mother collapses, exhausted and in need of a blood transfusion. In 2015, an unprecedented four-way partnership occurred when a global logistics company, an international health organization,
now that's almost 10 years ago,
and a national government banded together to design and implement the world's first drone-based medical delivery system. As we speak, that drone is being loaded with the mother's blood type and launched into the air.
Dang, they actually launch them like that?
Wow. Right?
Oh, it's a drone. It's not even like... Jungle. I was thinking like the drones you get, you know, for leisure. That makes sense, though. It's precious cargo within 30 minutes of the call, in time to save the mother's life. In 30 minutes?
By leveraging UPS's know-how, Gavi's medical expertise, the Rwandan government's commitment, and Zipline's ingenious drone-based delivery service, the program is already delivering on its promise, on track to save countless lives a year.
Okay.
And that's just the beginning.
That's just the beginning. Wow, so, man. I mean, it's being used already. And, you know, I saw another article from UPS where they were doing a study or a test in a closed medical system. Like, in other words, they have a university-based hospital and clinics all over town, and they were shuttling specimens from the clinics to the laboratory via drones. In a closed kind of a medical campus.
Yeah.
That application, I think, is certainly legit. Mm-hmm. You expand that out to, you know, Denver, rural Colorado. Areas.
Yeah.
Well, rural areas, I mean, come on.
People are going to be throwing stuff at the drones.
They'll
and
be shooting them
down. I wonder
down.
If they've
down.
Dealt with any well, of that.
Wasn't there a guy recently, several years ago here in Colorado, that tried to shoot a drone? There was a drone down in like Canyon City or something, and someone tried to shoot it out of the sky.
There's entire pages dedicated to clips of people knocking drones out of the sky on social media.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, but yeah, I mean, what about all the other thing I'm curious about is, you know, when it drops it out of the sky, how can they guarantee where it's going to land and who's going to receive it?
Right.
What's to, you know, who's to say someone's not going to steal it?
Yeah, they're supposed to be pretty accurate within a certain number of feet.
That's wild.
And the person that's receiving it would, I guess, presumably be expecting it. Yeah. So again, in a closed university system, very viable.
That's
you
awesome.
Start flowing. I just don't see a time, and again, maybe this will come back to bite me. I just don't see a time in our lifetime where there's going to be drones buzzing over our house. Oh, there goes a McDonald's drone, and there goes a Burger King drone. There goes a blood drone or a medication drone.
Yeah.
What I'm are we sure looking that's at not here? Too far away.
This is, I think it's from the drones and homeless people.
These are otherwise domestically domicile challenged people, Chris.
Sorry, yeah.
Domicile challenged.
Well, in the caption it says crackhead hunting with drones.
Oh! Wow.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, so that's just another example of,
you need to leave me alone.
Yeah, I've seen a few of these where people knock them out of the sky.
What is the guy doing with the drone? Why is he there?
Harassing people.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I mean, you can go up to like 4 miles with certain drones, so he's probably not even close.
Yeah, if awful, yeah. Oh, I've had a few come up on me, actually.
Really?
Yeah, here in town, yeah. Was there
anybody else with you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they do it.
But yeah, I mean, the drones that would be carrying the medical specimens probably wouldn't stop this much.
Yeah,
they would probably,
and they're not
be
the
much
same
higher
kind of drone.
Up.
Yeah.
But what about tracking or hacking? You know, what's the ability there to hack something like that and knock it out of the sky?
You never know until you find out.
Or hijack it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not afraid of technology. I think technology is a great thing. I am a big fan of medicine. You know, when I worked for SmithKline, SmithKline Biosciences, SmithKline Beecham, they had a pharmaceutical division, and, you know, my 401k was directly tied to that, so I was a big fan. But, you know, technology is great.
Yeah.
You know, Neuralink has great possibilities. We see pictures on TikTok of people that are standing for the first time in years who had spinal cord injuries and things like that. We should be fixing that.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, cancer, we should be fixing that.
Yeah.
And we can talk about patents and how, you know, whether or not they're being suppressed by the government. We can talk about all of that.
That's another podcast, too.
And it is another, it is another podcast. We haven't developed our tinfoil hats yet, but they are in the making.
They're coming.
And they are coming. They're ordered.
We need to order more tinfoil.
They're on order. So, but the bigger idea here is that for the courier industry, I mean, you know, it specimen transportation on a local level hasn't drastically changed in years.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was in the laboratory, we were using, you know, shoulder bag coolers with cool packs in them. Now, some people like to use the plug-in coolers in their cars. There's an upside and a downside. The upside is you can maintain a steady temperature and you can monitor that temperature. The downside is it tends to drain your battery.
Yeah.
And if you're not paying attention, your car can, you know, drain your battery and you're stranded.
Yeah.
When I was in Singapore 10 years ago with the National Health Group Diagnostics out there providing training, some of their drivers had vans that I was riding in with them, and they had those plug-in coolers, but they had a much bigger battery, you know, to handle something like that. And they were only doing 4-hour routes at a time.
So
for courier services, I mean, you know, you may have to spend the money for technology. More and more laboratories are asking for the ability to track specimens, at least know where your driver is at all times. To be able to track the temperature, they want to log in on their own time and look in on that delivery and make sure it's being kept at the right temperature. Some labs are doing it, especially when you're talking, you know, high viability, you know, items like clinical drug trials or even tissue samples that are irreplaceable specimens. They want more viability. They want more accountability from the couriers, and it comes at a price. So, couriers, if you want to stay on top of the game and on the top of the hill, you need to be forward thinking about what technologies are coming your way and how things are going to change.
Yep.
Yeah.
Either change happens with you or it happens to you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Which I think makes a lot of people scared of like AI for like more online type jobs. 'Cause AI, I just saw a video the other day of someone in a class in a college, and it was AI listening to the professor talking, and then it would give notes to them.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it could even ask like questions. It would summarize what the whole lecture was about.
Wow. Isn't that funny how far we've come? You know, when I was growing up and in school, they're like, you have to use a pencil. You can't use a calculator. That's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, I'm listening, but AI's taking my notes, and then it'll put something together for me.
I'll read it later.
I'll read it later.
Get the Spark notes.
I mean, there are downsides to technology. Is somebody really learning if AI is taking all the notes for them? Are they going to learn if
they'll
AI
be learning
all the
later
notes?
When they go back over the notes? I mean, yeah. I, for one, maybe. You know, when trying to keep up with people with a teacher talking and writing down notes that are actually going to help you, I think the AI might be a lot more efficient at that.
So it just depends on the student.
Yeah.
Honestly, if that's their thing.
Yep.
When I train live, I make people repeat stuff. And I've known you and your mom have mocked me. I've heard you mocking me, you know, when I'm training out of the home office. But there are studies that have shown when people repeat words or phrases that they memorize those words or phrases. That's why, you know, pastors and churches make you repeat certain things because they think that if they do that, you'll remember them.
I've told people who've called into, you know, they ask, is there a quiz for our training? And I say, yeah, there's actually a few quizzes throughout the training to make sure that you're properly absorbing the information. I think, you know, it helps to see where you're at. And then obviously, if you can't answer those questions, you can go back and retake it, go back through it, through those slides. And
that's why I like online training, because it was the same for my marketing training. Really? There were tests throughout. At the end of every lesson, there was a 5-question quiz.
Yeah.
And then at the very end of the whole lesson was a 10-question quiz.
Yeah.
Well,
similar to ours.
Yeah. People want to learn at their own time, at their own pace, on their own device. We do have people that take their training while they're driving in their car. It's supposed to be watching the road.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. But you know, when I do training, there'll be people all the time. I'll hear this ding, 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 ding. I'm like, dude, you're driving, aren't you? No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you are. No, I'm not.
Yeah. I can hear your turn signal.
Yeah, that's right. Click, 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 click. You know, it's funny crap. People, listen, about 3 months ago, I had a series of classes that I was teaching, and in a couple of them were from Ohio, and evidently Ohio marijuana is legal, and so there were people toking up in the class, in the middle of the class, with their camera on, and smoke was going, and they're leaning into it. I'm like, how much are you gonna remember of this, you know? But anyway, so
there are functional stoners. I'll say that.
Yeah.
People that learn better, like.
Yep. So technology is great. You know, it can do great things. I'm really encouraged about, you know, some of the healthcare advances and stuff. We've known people in our circle that didn't trust big medicine or whatever, didn't end well, and that's painful. So we have to do our best to encourage people. Hey, you know, there are certain parts of technology that we should embrace and look for the best of it. My grandson has been doing podcasts talking about some of the dangers of technologies for young people because they're so immersed in it that they don't know anything else, and just hours and hours and hours in the Oculus or whatever. I mean, where's the balance between that type of entertainment and, hey, you know, here's a ball and a stick, go outside and, you know, experience nature, you know?
Yeah. I don't think society's going that way.
What do you mean?
Certain parts of it are, but the majority of society, I mean, with the new Apple Vision Pro, you have people, you know, watching movies sitting on the toilet because it's, you know, you can put the screen anywhere. It's like the new Oculus, but it's smaller in it and you use it all the time.
Yeah.
Like there are people on the subway using it, people walking down the street in New York using it, just swiping the air as they go.
Yeah.
You know, I've been sending you these videos and we'll have to incorporate them sometime. Mm-hmm. I found these videos. They're made in an Asian country. I'm not sure which one. But it's a safety video, and they're cartoons.
Yeah.
And they show people getting wrapped up in machines, but they're watching their phones, and then they have these guys commenting on them. I went over to myself some Kentucky Fried Chicken. Wah! And he falls down.
Those have been going viral, actually, lately.
Really?
I'm on the same side of TikTok,
I mean, it's funny, but they're based on actual events.
Yeah. That's the thing. If you go through the comments and people say, like, you should see the real video, I'm like, I don't want to see the real video.
Yeah, no.
The cartoon's just fine.
Yep. So we've been getting a lot of questions lately from people who've been calling in about, you know, whether or not we think that the medical courier industry is a good market to get into.
Yeah.
And I stumbled across this article from GlobeNewsWire.com and an Allied Market Research, and they were saying that the medical courier market I believe this is globally, yeah. It's going to reach 16.23 billion by 2032.
Wow.
So it's blowing up, you know.
That's just global.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are becoming very health conscious, and I think society is leaning more towards, you know, monitoring your own health and being more hands-on with your own health.
Taking control of your own health.
And, you know, people are always going to need testing, so I think that the market is a good one and it's safe. But I always tell people that, you know, you are going to be starting your own business and the money should be your, you know, 50% of your focus. But your main focus should be the patient that you're delivering for, you know, because going back to... I mean, that's the whole reason we train people, is to make sure that no more patients die because someone froze a specimen that was supposed to be kept at room temp or whatever it is. Yeah. That's got to be the main focus. So it's cool to see all the people coming to get training and investing in themselves in that regard. Yeah. And according to that article, you know, it's only going to go up between now and 2032. So.
That's great. So the water is fine. Come on in, everybody.
Yeah.
Start your medical courier service. And by the way, go to our website, www.integritydelivers.com, to get your training. We offer live training, on-site training, webinars, and automated training that you can complete at your own pace. Mm-hmm. So there you go. During the COVID lockdowns of 2020, I got to tell you, we stepped up as a company, as a family. We were making masks. We were sending out, you know, ABRs. I mean, we stepped up and did a lot of things for companies.
I've never sewn so much in my life.
Oh, yeah. It was interesting, but we were sewing masks.
Thread and needle by hand to start. Yeah. We eventually had to upgrade to a sewing machine.
We had three machines going.
We were putting the inserts inside and everything, making sure that they were good, you know.
Yep. So we did that, and... But a lot of people, one of the things I was going to say about the courier industry was I'd never been so proud to have a medical courier heritage than in 2020, because people got into the industry and they were in the industry when the pandemic hit. And did they quit their jobs? No, they didn't. Not entirely knowing what they were getting into. They still went into the hospitals and the clinics and they picked up specimens and they kept doing what they were doing. Mm-hmm. I'll send you a picture. Maybe you can post it of some couriers with masks on, because we were out there doing the driver ride-alongs during the COVID pandemic. And, you know, that's what medical couriers do during floods and hurricanes and winter storms and pandemics. They still get out there and do the deliveries, because people need they need the services. Medical couriers are there to do it. I mean, that's why they're there.
Back when we were doing our courier service, there was a driver of one of the local labs that she actually went, there was a wildfire going on the whole west side of town. Mm-hmm. And she went and talked to the police who were making sure that no one was going in and out, and she went in and got the specimens out of the clinic on the part of town that was on fire. Yeah. Wow. And say, you know, she's safe, thankfully. And
yeah,
but that's just an example of, you know, couriers going the extra mile, literally. Damn.
Yeah.
Into the fire. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Let's let's put up our website, but let's put up my email as well, Chris, ken.arnold@integritydelivers.com. If you're watching this podcast and you've got a story like that where one of your drivers has gone above and beyond the call of duty, send it to us. We'll talk about it in the future podcast. Mm. Okay, so we want to hear from you guys. Don't forget to like and share this podcast. Mm-hmm. Let your friends know that there is a podcast that now exists where people are just sitting around jawing about the medical courier industry. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to talk about. There's a lot coming up in the future. And
we're going to have some guests in the future too.
We are going to have some guests in the future. We just confirmed that we've got someone. I've been talking with someone on LinkedIn from Great Britain in a medical facility out there that's connected to the government. And so we're going to have him on in the near future. Yeah. So that podcast is going to be amazing. But you guys, we need you to share this podcast. Mm-hmm. We need you to get more people following us and liking it so that we get more traction. And we need more sponsors. If you're a medical facility or even a medical supplier, if you're a software provider or a cooler provider or a technology provider that helps monitor temperatures of the specimens or track them, support the Medical Courier Connection. Be a sponsor. We'll mention your product on this live stream.
Oh, yeah. Shout out 7P Solutions. They've been there since the beginning.
Yes, they have. Thank you, 7P. So I think we pretty much covered everything, right? We've talked about the good and bad about technology, some of the evils, some of the possible ills of it. I'm encouraged as an older dude who needs health care and needs all the help I can get. You know, my car's got every bell and whistle on it, but I still think I need a self-parking car. So...
Well, that's the thing to remember, guys. If you're getting into the medical courier industry, you know, we all rely on getting our blood work done, and we all rely on healthcare. So be the best courier you can be, you know, be mindful and, you know, keep those specimens at the right temperature and be trained and be educated on what you're doing. Cause really, you know, we gotta protect the patients. So we all want good healthcare, and it all comes full circle.
Well, and any good career comes with good training, you know?
Yep.
And yearly training. I mean, my roommate's a pest control, and he has to recertify every year.
Yep.
Wow.
And to make sure that he still knows the right dosages and what, you know, what's what.
Yep.
So,
yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised how much information slips out of your mind in the period of a year.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And when you're 63 years old.
So. Right.
Were we going to share a video from our TikTok library or not?
Yeah. So we actually, we did a video on this subject. I can't see the date. It was sometime last year, I think last August, about drones and the delivery robots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's watch it. Yeah. This is one of the things that can go wrong.
So he just stole all the food from that delivery robot.
Jeez. Ah, yes.
I've come across some articles on the internet recently that discuss the possibility of medical drones replacing actual physical couriers on the ground. The video clip that we just watched shows why that's probably not quite a tenable solution. Can you imagine if people were knocking drones out of the sky with lab specimens in them, or tissue samples, or irreplaceable specimens, or life-saving medications or supplies? Not a great solution. I think that drones could certainly work in a closed medical environment like a university healthcare network or a hospital network from the clinic to the hospital in short distances. I just don't think we're going to see the skies filled with drones anytime soon carrying medical supplies or specimens.
See, did we put a joke at the end of this video?
Yeah, that's fine. We didn't.
We didn't?
We were going to use, that's where the... other important issues. That's where the
other social media sites out
clip
there
comes in.
We'll see you sometime soon.
You can do it. You can do it manually. There you go. Da 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 da. So yeah, there you go. iRobot. You know, that's the other thing. You know, so we were talking about technology. We didn't even mention iRobot. You know, designed to be a great help to all the people, and then they got hacked. It got a virus, and that thing was killing people and taking control of people and stuff. I mean, can that happen? I think anything that goes on the internet can be hacked or tapped into.
Yeah,
no question about it.
Absolutely.
So that's what hackers do. So that would be the downside of that. That would be the underside of that whole industry. And now watch, in 2025, there's 50 million drones flying all over the city. But, you know, the thing that we were talking about, Justin was talking about the fact that the courier industry is going to stay strong for years to come. I don't think they're going to be digitizing human blood or organs anytime soon. Mm-hmm. So couriers will need to do those deliveries. One of my favorite, sci-fi indulgences is like Star Trek, you know, where they're beaming things up all the time.
Yep.
Sometimes beaming things up goes a little bit wrong. Let's watch.
This one's a classic Galaxy Quest.
Beam him up.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Damn.
Oh, man.
That's awesome. Yeah, so...
Oh, whoops. I'll cut that part out later.
Okay.
I went to the intro.
He's going to roll credits. He's like, we're done. We're out of here. So we like to, you know what, you know, half of what we do is talking about the industry and the other half is movie clips. Because we think that actually, you know, art imitates reality. And so we'll find a bunch of videos that kind of augment the ideas and we'll laugh and giggle at stuff. And sometimes it's sophomoreish humor, but there's a more serious issue that Justin was talking about because it's all about patient care. We train people so they can get out there and have a positive impact on patient care. So the patient gets the positive outcome in the lab tests that they need or the medications, the life-saving medications that they need. That stuff's not going to be digitized anytime soon. So don't freak out, courier industry, but don't stick your head in the sand either. Yeah. Be aware of the changing trends. And if you can stay ahead of that, you'll be best positioned to be successful in the future. So the future is bright. That's why we need sunglasses.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I have no idea what that meant. But I think that's about it, guys. Don't forget to like and share these podcasts. Mm-hmm.
Subscribe to the YouTube. Follow us on TikTok. And
don't forget to come out and see us in Florida in April, because Florida will never be the same after we're gone. I'm sure. So it's gonna be great though.
I'm sure it's missed us since last year. We've missed it for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. Missed it. Yep. So we'll try and do another podcast in the near future. Probably follow us and watch the announcements. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we can get that gentleman from Great Britain, and we'll be talking about the differences between how specimens are transported and handled in Europe versus United States. I'm really curious to see what the differences are.
I'm excited for that.
We'll be really unpacking that in the future. But guys, I appreciate you sitting with us and just kind of listening to us talk about stuff. Any final comments from you guys?
I'm going fishing.
Yeah.
It is Friday.
Tight lines.
We're recording this, so.
Tight lines for Justin.
All right. Excellent, guys. We'll see you on the next podcast.
See you.
See ya.
Hey everybody, Ken with Integrity, Ken with Integrity Medical Courier Training.
We are providing on-site training in Roseville, Minnesota.
A man's digits turn blue due to too much cannabis use. Stole the hearse and dumped the body on the side of the road, still strapped to the gurney, and then continued on with their joyride. So, stay compliant, my friends. Get all your medical courier training needs from us at www.integritydelivers.com.